Gerald Lucas here with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. I want to wish you and everyone in my Real Estate Insider family a happy new year. Today's question comes from Cindy. Cindy writes from Scotch Plains, New Jersey. Cindy writes, Gerald, what's your 2018 forecast for the real estate market? Well, Cindy, there is no quote-unquote real estate market. Every local real estate market is different, but some of the characteristics that I've noticed in my local market, we're seeing in many other local markets as well. One of those is low housing inventory. And because there is low housing inventory now, it's one of the reasons why home prices have been going up a lot in many places, because there simply aren't enough homes to satisfy the current demand for buyers. And I don't see that changing significantly in 2018, unless builders all of a sudden, you know, start building a lot more single family homes, which I don't think is all of a sudden going to happen. And one of the reasons why inventory is low is because builders simply aren't building as many single family homes as they once did. Other characteristics, things to look for in 2018. Mortgage defaults are about a third of what they were in 2011, certainly in my market. And what that means is there are likely to be less short sale opportunities this year, but probably more REO opportunities, as banks who are feeling their oats are taking advantage of increased competition amongst buyers. Mortgage rates are expected to edge up more in 2018, which will put some downward pressure on prices, because obviously if mortgage rates go up, buyers who finance can't buy as much house. But I think that the overall demand for housing will counterbalance any price pressure put on the market by an increase in mortgage rates. Lastly, for 2018, we've had a lot of natural disasters in 2017. So what that will likely produce in 2018 are higher property insurance premiums. So for example, FEMA flood insurance rates are going up 18% a year. So, you know, property insurance is one of those things in real estate that you can't control, but property insurance rates are likely to increase this year. So thanks for your question, Cindy. Good luck. For more real estate information and tips, visit my blog at GeraldLucas.com. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.